Okay, on start sugya of Rakik. Gemara says, Amar Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Rakik eini memayit b'chalayin. You have a chalayin. You have an opening between two rooms. And that opening is a tefach al tefach or more, which is maybe a satuma from one room to another. And you have one of these rikikei chalais in the window. Enei memayit b'chalayin. The tuma still travels. Mayir yirokik afilo ova nami. So the Gemara says, you're right. Let me buy a karma, let me buy ova kim de issi lay lay mevatalei. Avarokik demamis ema betula mevatalei. Kamash malay. The Gemara says that the Gemara says a reason here. The Gemara says, I would think you're mevatel it there. Kamash malan, you're not mevatel it. So the Gemara is saying, why is it not chaitis mnei atuma? Because of bitl. Taisis Rakik brings the rules of Hilchis Tuma. Just to go quickly through the rules in Taisis, Dine Chaloin, Hirish Rivam, Apia Mishnayis, Dimu Chaloin Asi Latashmish, Yuri Lahevi, Tuma Bapisach Tefach. It depends why the opening is there. If the opening is there to bring things in and out of, so the shear is Pesach Tefach. Kshishmayit mitefach efel v'mashehu in a maybe. It's got to be a full tefach al tefach, or it's not maybe. That's if it's made for bringing things. Imu chaloyin she'osi lo'ayra. If it's a window that's made for light, v'osi bidei adam. It's now going to have a chilek if it was made through a human being, or if it was made by, or if it's just there by itself. If it's made by a person, shurei kamalei mikadeh gadol shel lishcha, shikamalei pundyanet lati, shusel nirayimus, who you say, rasel astam, distel astam, who pachs mimalei mikadeh astam, because kamalei is gadol, kamalei mikadeh is, I don't know why Tosfos has to go through all these lines to explain how big it is. Says you just sort of said, it's a quarter or half a dollar, no? You said a half a dollar, you know what he's talking about. Why does he have to bring all these other strange coins? But Taisa says it's one of these coins. So that's if it's made lo'oyer bidei adam, this is the size. V'aysa chalayin sh'asi lo'oyer einay mismayit misti mismashu kim yishayu by kishir alat yismayit shalo yehe bishirayim rumetz ba'ayim aroichim gadol gaidol. And then it stays that it brings the tumma until it's mismayit to this shear of Beis Etzba'ayim on the width of a geigel. So obviously the coin is bigger, it's a pretty big coin. If you take Etzba'ayim and a geigel, it's a pretty big coin. So that's the size for Mar that's made Bidei Adam. For Mar She'ini Asi Bidei Adam, Ala Mi'atzmai, Ken Yecharu Ma'ayim Ashratzim, Shurei Ma'ali Egreif, Shurei Ma'atash, Shurei Peseach Tefach, etc. It's made Bidei Shemayim. So Taisa says that if you have machshava for it, then it's kepiseach tefach. If it's made, if it's stam, you are mechashav alav, then it's malei egreif. Egreif is quite a bit bigger than Taisa says. Egreif ke ben avtiach, a large egreif. So what does Taisa say? Three shear. The shear when it's a man made opening, then the shear is tefach al tefach if it's made to bring things. If it's made la'ira, who had if it's made la'avir, then the shear is the size of a coin. We don't know exactly which coin we're talking about, some sort of a coin. So first of all, you realize this tais is very negaladina. When you talk about a building, there's tum in one room and there's a kain in another room. So till now we were saying that just close the door, close the windows, and the tumma can't get in. So we know now that if there would be a vent of some sort, which goes from room to room, a place where you have central air conditioning, you have vents that go from one room to the other. So if that vent has on it an opening the size of a coin, you have to try to imagine for yourself what the size of a coin is. That's maybe a satum. So a kadech is a drill bit, a hole that a drill makes. The kadech is the bit of the drill Well, we don't know how big the drill bit is. Tosis explains a certain coin. We don't know the coin either. So Tosis tries to help us by describing different coins, which of course doesn't help us today. So that's a certain thing that this chumrah causes, potentially could cause a tremendous problem in a hospital, let's say. If there's a mace in one room on a floor, and hospitals have central air conditioning. But if they would have central air conditioning from one room to another, so the tumor could be brought from one to the other through the vents, depending on how big the opening is. It has a screen over it, so it's no problem. Each hole in the screen is very tiny. But if it's larger, then it's larger. So this halacha you have to know. If you look in Chochmas Adam, he brings Hilchos Tumah, he brings Taisvis. He just brings Kamali Pundian. I don't think he brings all the different coins. He says if it's made to bring, it's Tefach al Tefach. If it's made for Avir or for Oyer, then it's the size of this coin. And the end of Taisvis says if it's made Bidei Shomayim, if it's for no purpose, then it's Kamali Egroiv Shaben Avatiach. I don't know exactly. Two Tefachim by two Tefachim or so. And if you're mechaben on it, then it gets the din that you're mechishav alav latashmish. Then it gets the din again of b'siach tefach amalei akadeach. So these are the rules, the klolim of bringing from one room to another. There is a basic hakira in this din, which Rav Shmuel brings in the shiurei Rav Shmuel. He says Chokra Achreinim, I don't know who the Achreinim are, but he says there's a Chakira when Tumah goes from one room to another with a Pesach Tefach, what's the lumdis of this din? Let's say this room and the room in back of us, there'd be a hole in the bricks that would go through to the next room, and it's a Tefach al Tefach. So we say the Tumah travels from one room to the next. Is the Vart that now it's considered like one room? When you have an opening of a certain size, it makes it into one room. That's one room. So in halacha has a din of one room. No, it's still two rooms. It's just the halacha of that tumah could travel from one room to the other if you have such a pesach tefach. Can anybody think of a nafka mina? What's the difference if it's all one room? If the tumah travels through a hole from one room to the other, tumah
eventually go out.
So what's that going to help?
Two different doors. One door is separate. It's all connected. It becomes everything's going out there. It's kind of both.
But that's befeirish. First of all, we're clearing now by an opening. Sefer Lotzis, he could clear also. Sefer Lotzis, what's the lumdis of Sefer Lotzis? It makes it one room, or
is it open? The hole will connect the two rooms to make an issue out of Sefer Lotzis in one room.
That's it. So what would happen? If Tum in the other room, and the door in this room is open, if you have Tum in the other room, and the door in this room is open, would the Tum go, let's see, from the avir into here and then out the door. Go out the door. Well, that's the halacha is that it goes as many rooms as is open. If mamish open, then it goes as many rooms. Sefer Lotzis also, there's no limit. Sefer Lotzis, anytime it's open, it's Sefer Lotzis. It's as if it, anytime it's closed, it's as if it's open. I'm not sure. What? No, it's either way, it's Matama Ba'il. If it's Matama Ba'il, it's an av either way. It'd be an afkamina if. What happens if you have a chatzi zayis of a mace in this room, and a chatzi zayis of a mace in that room? That'll be the afkamina. A chatzi zayis is not the time of ayel. If you learn that an opening of tefach al tefach combines the rooms and makes them into one room, so then if you have a chatzi zayis in this room, chatzi zayis in that room, it's all one room. So melech mitzaref, it's mitzaref to be tami ba'ayel. You have a kazayis under one aisle. If you learn, no, they're different rooms. There's a halacha that tumah travels through a tefach. But each room has a chatzi tefach. So if each room has a chatzi tefach, then the tumah can't travel from one room to the other. So if you learn that it's an opening, if there's a chatzi tefach, chatzi zayis in each one, So then there's no tumah to travel. So then they're separate rooms, and each one is tar. That would be a nafkamina between the two tzadim. He brings in some cipher in the tshuva that if some cipher holds, that it's not one room. So cipher says a chiddush. There's a lav by a kayin of lo yitama. By a kayin gadol, there's an additional lav. It says, "I'll call nashay smeis lo yavai." Torah's lashon is lo yavai, not lo yitama, but lo yavai. Because he can't come into an ayames. So Sefer writes, says in Rambam, that if you have tumah in one room and a pesach tefach into another room, and someone goes into the a kohen goes into the second room, he gets malchus, which means the Rambam holds this is a din d'oraisa, that the tumah goes from one room to another. If a kohen goes in the second room, you get malchus. On that, if some Sefer says, you get malchus for lo yitama. This is the tam. But for the lav of lo yavai, he wouldn't get malchus. Because he didn't walk into an oil mace. There's no mace in that oil. He became tame, it's a type of tumor. But it's not that he walked into an oil mace. There's taking some side. He could have said the same thing by Nazir. We just made a see him last night on Noah, himself as Nazir. And Nazir, we also had him. Nazir has two lavim. Lo yitama and lo yavai. It would be the same nafkamina if the Issa of lo yitama, he became tame. Issa of lo yavai, like the some side, he's not either. So that's what some side is saying. Lo yavai, it's mitame al-tayo. But if he didn't walk into the oil where the mace is, that's what some side is finished. He didn't walk into that oil where the mace is found. It's clear from the Samsaifer that he held that the hole doesn't make it one big room. It's clear that he held that the two different rooms is halacha, that the tumah travels. He didn't come into an oil with his mace. He came into oil with his tumah mace. He didn't come into an oil with his mace. The Yeshua Siakov and Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Hilchos Shabbos, has a piece. Shimem Gimel, there's a long mug in Avraham on Halachis of Tumas Kayanin. And there, he reprints a letter he wrote to the Chassam Sofer where he disagrees. He disagrees in a lot of Nekudas in that letter, but one Nekuda is he holds that it is Layavai. What do you mean? It's Layavai in the Oyel Ameis. See, the Yeshua Siakiv Nemdon that it is a. It is considered the ILMAs. So we have machlaikis. This is all brought in there in the taller ones, the Shurei Rav Shmuel, in his piece here on Rakik. So he brings this machlaikis and he says, "Bezeh pligi, which way it is, if it makes it one room, or if it just makes it a passageway through which tumah could travel." And that's what he says there. And if it's machruch, I was just thinking the klar we're going to have, machlokes rishonim we're going to have, if you have to be mevatel something oilamis or not. If you put something there for a day, for one day. So we're going to have in Taisus later, it'll be a shayla. If I put something, there's a tefal, I put something in for one day. Is that mafsik? Shkafa rishonim, it should depend on this shayla. If it's one room, so you put something in you have a room. You put something that blocks the room in half for a day. Doesn't make it ice one room. If you learn that it's cheder echad, it's not, it has a din of one room. So a temporary thing shouldn't change. Something, it's one room. I'm not saying it's mukhrat this way, but logically it is this way. Something, if it's one room, then it's a temporary thing is not chaitzitz. If it's... Okay, so we'll see. I do a taisa mechalik if it stuffs it up totally or partially. We'll see. But if you hold that a temporary thing is chaitzitz, so it would seem that that's pshat. It's a passageway. The passageway is closed. The passageway is closed. Just logically, Bashkafu Yishayna would seem that it should be totally zepesim. So Kapanim, we learned here this first halacha that Tuma is bar b'cheda l'cheda with a Pesach. Next, practical gemara. New din. Something we never learned. The tepeklei, something we never learned. Gemara says, I have another rule for you. You're telling me that a rokik and a ova are not chaitzit because you're not mevatel it. Tepeklei davale davashu makabal Tuma. Live and learn. There are more rules every day. So we have a rule. There's nobody argues with this rule. Kol davar shech einay has a call. Kol davar hamakabel tuma einay chaytis minay atoma. So the Gemara says the rocket, even if you mavatel it there, it should be a problem. That's what the Gemara is saying. After the Gemara, no. Shenilish b'mei peiris. It's talking. That you nilish b'mei peiris. What does that mean? You take flour. Normally you mix flour with water to make a bread. You take flour and you mix it with apple juice. Apple juice is not machshel makabel tuma. Right? All juice is only the seven mashkin, yad shachatam. Right? There are seven, I assume you all know, there are seven mashkin that are machshel lekabel tuma. The abbreviation for them is yad shachat dam. Yayin, dvash, shemen, cholov, tal, second dalet. The first one we said dvash, second one is dam. And mem is the easiest one, nine. So those seven are machshel lekabel tuma. Meperis are not. So if you take flour and you mix it with meperis, that never could become tuma. So such a rakik, if you put it in the thing, then it's not davar mekabel tuma. Then it's totally yom avatel, because then it could be mafsik. Nowadays, never make a cake just flour and apple juice. You have major problems in halacha if you do it. Why? Huh? Challah. It's going to be a major problem because what's going to happen? They separate challah. No, why do we burn the challah? Because we separate challah, it's tummy, challah tummy, you have to burn. If you're going to take challah, if you're going to take flour and make it with meperis or with eggs, real egg kichel, the real ones, not the way to make it today, were made with just eggs and flour. Eggs and flour, eggs is also not mashal kabel tuma. If you separate challah, the challah is not tummy, you can't destroy the challah. What do you do with it? Can be metamit once it's chalat, and listen to be metamit. Yeah, Mr. Shmirit. Huh? What? Now let it burn chalat. It has a different truma. Can't burn truma. It's truma tahira. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should give it to a kain cotton to eat. A kain cotton, shein tomi yaitim a gulfai. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you give it to a, that's what it says, you give it to a kain cotton. You can have eich timsin nowadays. You give a kain chalat to eat. He carefully doesn't waste it. They have water. They all have water. The truth is, today it's not. It doesn't matter because our flour, the way you learn in the Gemara, they thresh flour, right? They used to walk on it and throw it to the wind. Today, the way they make, the way they take the shell off the kernel, in America, all the places, they put it in water. They put it in a vat of water. It's like a washing machine. It beats up on it. And the shaft floats to the top, and the kernels fall to the bottom, and that's how they do it nowadays. So nowadays, it's really, except for the Pesach flour, it's all the flour today. Anyways, Moshe Kabbalat Tumah, because it's all made wet, and it's all has the dinner chametz v'adai for the same reason. But okay, anyway, this is all Zaytig Indian. The main thing we're learning now is the din Kol Dover Hamakabbalat Tumah, Ein Echaytus Medeh Tumah. This klal caused a tremendous tumult, an ongoing tumult in halacha and halacha l'maisa. Let me tell you what some of the poskim talk about with this klal of kol davar. Again, kol davar hamakabel tuma ina chaytis nea tuma. What? Anything that's able to be makabel tuma. No, before it's makabel tuma, it's not chaytis. So the May Paris with this is not Mokshir, it's not Chaitzis. It is Chaitzis. But something that's Mokshir Lekabel Tomei, it doesn't mean it's Tomei. It means it could become Tomei. Anything which could become Tomei is not Chaitzis with Neha Tomei. Okay, Tshuva number one is Nigris Meisha. Yerdei Chelek Beis. Tshuva Kuf Samach Tes. Meisha was asked, if you have an airplane, and there's a mace in the cargo hold, and a kayin in the passenger seat. So Moshe was asked that l'chayra, there's no problem, because the cargo hold has a roof, and the living people are on the top half of the plane, and there's an oil over the mace. The mace is on. It's like I told you last time, you have a mace on the first floor and a kayin on the second floor, the kayin can stay in the room. Because the mace, tumah the mace, goes to the roof of the first floor and it doesn't go through it. Once there's an oil, it doesn't keep on going up. So they asked Ramesh in an airplane, what's the problem if you have a mace downstairs and a kayin upstairs? So the airplane itself should be mafsik mipnei atumah. Now, there are two possible discussions. You could talk about oil zorok shmei oil, but moving oil is an oil, which is a separate discussion. Not negat to us. Ramesha writes about an airplane. He says it doesn't help you. Because an airplane is made out of metal. A klimatris is makabel tumah. And kaldovish a makabel tumah, ein echaitis b'nei atumah. The roof of the downstairs is not chaitis. And the kayin is on top of you, so the tumah goes up to the kayin, and it's matam in the kayin. Okay? So that's a problem. Now, you may argue, that's good if the kayin is sitting right above the mace. The mace is underneath, the kayin is right on top of him on the second floor. What happens if the mace is in the cargo hold in front of the plane? They put him in first class, under first class, and the kayin is in the regular seat. Is that a problem? What's the answer? Because you can argue, if this material, metal, doesn't have a din of an oil, so the kayin is not over the mace. He's not over the mace. So Bermesha writes, it's not true. Because the whole plane is an oil. In other words, the plane, the top of the plane, is an oil that brings the tumah in the whole plane. See, understand what the halach is. It comes out, it's no good both ways. When it comes to being chaitzitz, a metal roof that's a keli is not a chatzitza. When it comes to being maybe as a tumah, to spreading the tumah, even though the whole plane is a keli, so don't consider it an oil. How does it bring the tumah to the kayin? He's not sitting over the mace. No. An oil is maybe a satumah. A keli is maybe a satumah. It's just not chaitis when they are tumah. Dover abakabal tumah ain't a chaitis. But maybe, it's maybe a satumah. It can bring the tumah from one part of the plate to the other. So it comes out, you're like kerech mizah mizah. You have it beard both ways. To stop the tumah, it doesn't stop the tumah. And to spread the tumah, it does spread the tumah. Why is it spread the tumah? That's a din of oil. Why isn't it chaitzis? That's our din. Our din is called dover. And maybe it's a tumah. Ain't a chaitzis when they are tumah. Now, Rav Moshe adds a very important line. He says, if the airplane would be made out of a material that's not metal, let's say, I don't think we're holding there, but let's say they would make an airplane out of plastic. The committee make it out of plastic, then it would be chaitzis b'nei atumah. Then it is, because only davar amakabel tumah ain't a chaitzis b'nei atumah. What? Well, fiberglass, any new material, Ramesha Shita, most places can hold, is not makabel tumah. And Ramesha says if they would make it out of that, then it would be a good chatzitza b'nei atumah, and then the halacha would change. So that's where it's going to come into a nidai. Okay, hold on. I want to get to it. So that's the first tshuva. in the Grismaisha. That's what he says. Today there are those who argue that the carpeting on the floor of the plane, which is all made out of plastic, it's all synthetics, that the carpeting should be a chatzitza for the mace, because the whole plane has a layer of carpeting, and that should be a chatzitza. And that's part of the argument. What? Even with the cholol, you still need an oil on top to be mafsik.
Okay.
In the coffin? No. There's no tefah from the nose of the mace to the lid of the coffin. Okay, we'll talk about that shortly. Okay, give me a second. No. Oh, that's true. The truth is that the metal beams make a problem because you don't have carpeting over the metal beams. And in the metal, where the metal beams are, it's a pesach tefach. The metal beam itself doesn't count as a chitzitza. And a chinami. Until we'll go throughout. Once it goes there, we'll go throughout. And that's why this is takanat ahead. It's a problem. It's one of the. Oh, I'll get to that. One second. There's a second shuva. This negates our discussion, and that is in the Har Tzvi, Tshuva Reish Pei, Har Tzvi and Yeridei, and Tshuva Reish Pei. It brings about a tumult that took place in Eretz Yisrael about cars driving over the road on Har HaZeisim. Now, he doesn't say exactly which road. He says the bus that goes to Yerichai from Yerushalayim drives over that road. So I don't imagine it means the road up to the up to Har HaZeisim. I assume means the road lower down. He says there's a chashash tumah. There's a chashash that they are mason buried on that road. Is that are they chashash for the road on the base of Har HaZeisim? I don't know. Anyway, he says what's an eitzah for a kain in a bus to go over such a road. So the tshuva starts the same. The tshuva starts the chayre, the bottom roof, the bottom floor of the bus should be chaitzis b'nei atomim. When it goes over a keber, so the bottom of the bus is a ayel. He says, no. Called over a mekabel tomeh, in a chaitzis b'nei atomim. A bus is a keli, same thing. A bus is a keli, and a keli is not chaitzis b'nei atomim. A bus, it's more likely that it'll come a time they make it out of plastic. Or cars, they start to make out of plastic. Could be a time that it won't apply. That's what he writes.
Go.
He's talking about such a road which is built over where there was once a kavara. The road itself, there's no gag. There has to be an airspace of a tefach in order for it to be an aisle. There's no roof over it. So Mimela, it's not a problem. So therefore. It is a problem because kol davar have a kabel toma ain't a chaytzis nei atoma. So he writes an eitzah. If the kohen should go on the bus, he should take along with him a piece of wood. Now put the wood under him and stand on the wood, and the wood will be chaytzis. He says that's only good if it's an open bus. If there's no roof on the bus. Apparently they had open buses. I don't know. But it said that's good if you're traveling in an open bus. So Kain should get on board with a piece of wood, put the wood under him, stand on the wood. As he goes over the maze, the wood, Rapshute Kleyet, and not Makabal Toma. So it's Chaitzis in Neya Toma. He said that helps in an open bus. In a closed bus, it doesn't help. Why? Because Taka on the wood, the Toma doesn't come up. On the other part of the bus, the Toma comes out. And it fills up the oil. In fact, he's Tabe. So he writes, interesting, Rabbi Shul, like this, and he says, told someone, this eitzah of taking a piece of wood, and l'chayr, it's a problem, because it's a roof, says, this is what it says, I'm just repeating, he told the person to stick the wood out of the car, and somebody inside should hold on to it, and he should sit on the wood that's sticking out of the car, and that way he can go on that road, and there's no problem with tumah. Other problems there may be, but there's no problem with tumah. I don't know, maybe he meant the pickup truck. I don't know. I don't know. You can read the tshuva. But he says, that's a Rishul Leib. Maybe Rishul Leib never was in the car. He doesn't know what it's like but to stick out a piece of wood. But, a wagon or a car. I don't know. In theory, it works. If you stick out a piece of wood, and you get the kayak to stand on the piece of wood, sit on the piece of wood. What? Go on the skateboard. It's made out of Dovashenu Kabbal Tumma, so it'll be chayt. So, over him. I mean, the buses have that trap door. So the kayin could put a piece of wood under him and stand right under the trap door. He has to be under, because if he's under a different part of Tumma, anytime there's a roof of a tefach connecting, it connects. So maybe that's why they make the trap doors. No. For the kayin. Anyway, this is the second tshuva. So again, it's an easy tshuva. It's al Gemara, Kodova Sheb, Kabbal Tumma, the Chaitin Nea Tumma. So far, everything is wonderful, very, very easy. Lahalacha. Now, the Tumul starts with the Tshuva in the Mincha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman. Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Ayin Beis, Ois Gimel. He writes regarding the Eitzah that they came up with for Kainim for El Al Plains when there's a mace. So they came up with an Eitzah. I mean, I've been in the cargo bay with Mason. I don't know if they still do it, but I know for a long period of time. They had a special box that they put the coffin into. And that coffin was Chaitis from Nea Tumma. What was the box? It was a box made out of synthetic cardboard. It was one of these shiny cardboard such a box, and the box had an oil of a tefach over the coffin, because really the coffin itself is metam of oil. A lid of a coffin is itself metam of oil. So it was, if a coffin is, I don't know how tall is the coffin, 18 inches tall, so this was 30 inches tall. They put the coffin into this box and put a lid, a plastic lid on the box, and now when you put it into the airplane, now the kain has no problem, because kol dav have a kabel tumma is ein chaytzin mei tumma. But the box is a davish ein a kabel tumma, and that should be chaytzin mei tumma. Because the halacha is that by tumas oil there's something called tumah ritzutza. Ritzutza means if you bury a mace, you cover him with earth, we know it's tumay when you walk above ground. Why? Because if there's no airspace of a tefach in the oil of the mace, then the tumah travels up. It's not in an oil, it's just in a covering. A covering, you put a sheet over a mace, doesn't stop the tumah. So if you put a lid over the mace, it doesn't stop the tumah unless there's an oil. If there's an oil, so then that oil is tumah, the oil above it is not tumah. The coffin itself, first of all, the lid of the coffin, if it's a coffin they're going to bury in, the coffin itself is metame ba'ayel. Gael v'dayfik is also metame. But besides that, I think the Gemara says such a lashon, there's no tefach space from the nose of the mace to the lid of the coffin. Now, why they can't do it that way, I don't know. But at any rate, this is what they did, and they did this for many years, I remember. And for a period of time, Kainim were going on the planes without any problem, because they took on this policy. Shlomo Zalman wrote a letter, and the tumul about Kayanim flared anew. This is probably, I'm guessing, 10 years old. How long is it since Shlomo Zalman passed away? I don't know. Maybe 50 years old, that the tumul started again. What is Shlomo Zalman writing this tshuva? And the whole avoda is to figure out, is Shlomo Zalman arguing with Rav Moshe and Mishulei Diskin and the Har Tzvi? In which case, does Yeshal Milismach? Or is he saying a cheshbin that's true, even according to them? So you have to look at the tshuva, what he's saying. He says the following. He says there's a Mishnah, Mesechtas Olais. The tshuva, Zechelek Aleph, tshuva Ayin Beis, tshuva Gimel. It's not really Ois Gimel. There are a bunch of different tshuvas there, and it's tshuva Gimel. There's a Mishnah in Olais that says, Kalim Nasim Oyalim Latame. It says there that a keli to be considered an oil could only be a chumra and not a kula. It's true, if somebody goes with an umbrella and he walks over at the other end of the umbrella is over a kever, he's tame. Because kelim nasim oyalim letame. The chumra, a keli is an oil. Avaloi letayer, but not lekula. A keli can't be an oil to be mekel and allow kayanim to go above it. So Shlomi Zalman says he doesn't know what to do. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that doesn't work. So he writes the Lashon Safik. What are you going to do? That's Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara says that a kayan who's in a box, you take a kayan, a living kayan, and you put him in a box in a shita teva v'migdal, and you carry him into a Beis HaKvaris. So there's a brisa in Erevin, the third parak of Erevin, that says that that's okay. A kayan could go to Beis HaKvaris. The Shida Teva Migdal says that if he puts his Erev, if you put an Erev in a Beis HaKvaris, it's good. It's not right for the Kayin to get it. He says, no, you can go in a box, and the Shida Teva Migdal, you can go and get it. And it's Machlekes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda there. The other man, the Amal Zayel Zarek Lav Shmei Ayel, the Yosai Zarek Shmei Ayel. But as far as a box being an oil, we see a box is an oil lakula. Because here, the kayin is in a box. Now you're going to ask me, how could the box be chaitzitz? Chaldavra makabel tumah in a chaitzitz nei atumah. He's talking about such a box that's not makabel tumah. There are certain cases where if you have a box big enough to hold an emsah, it's not makabel tumah. So it's talking about such a box that's not makabel tumah. She's the tail of an ego, and it works. It works. Zakrib Shlomo Zalman, you see, not like me. You see that a box could be an oil of kula. So he writes, what he can do with the Mishnah? You have to be mechalik. To be oil over the mace, it works. It doesn't work with kula. To be a oil over the kayin, that it works. He says, you see in our Gemara that a keli could be chaitzitz, right? The Gemara brings an example of a kikli cheres that you stick into a tefach. It could be chaitzitz. So there are coolists you could do with a keli. So you could do a chatzitza with a keli if it's in a blocking a peseach tefach. You could do to put the kayin over into a keli is also good. So the kayin wants to go in a lal in a box. So that would be a minhag to lekayin. However, the mace, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, look at his tshuva. It's Beloshen Safik. He says, lekayin it is this way. That it doesn't work. Now, is that chumra not like the Igros Moshe and the Hatzvi? I'm sure like this can. Is it? All right, Bishul Leib, I don't know how he wrote his tshuva, but let's say Igros Moshe. So they say l'chayra plane or a bus is chaitzis b'nei atumah. You're allowed to go in such a bus. They say no because kol ha'makabel tumah ain't chaitzis b'nei atumah. They bring agamar. Kuntur Shlomo Zalman, why don't they just say that? Why don't they just say that a keli is not chaitzis b'nei atumah? It's not oil to be made on tumah. What's the difference if the plane is made out of plastic or made out of metal? No? So I don't know. I always understood that this Rav Shlomo Zalman's chumra is, well, Maisa, the Igros Moshe and Eretz Tzvi at least, are mekel on this. That they hold that they say the problem is that a bus or a plane is a davar makabel tumah ein chaitzis. Rav Shlomo Zalman says a keli is never an oil lakuma. Yeah. It's a keli. Sure. If the top, if the whole plate, if the second floor of the plate is a keli, the first floor is a keli. Right? It's not part of the keli. So put in the box. If I put in the box a middle floor, it'll help. And if I put a middle floor in the middle, I stick inside another layer of plastic, will be good. So it's not so hard to do. I understand that part of a keli is a keli. If a keli is tummy, the whole keli is tummy, all the parts. So it's not going to help you, because if your saying is true, take this box with the lid, make it 35 inches tall, and at the 30 inch layer, put a floor, put another layer. No? This night, when I took out the Mechas Shleimah to look it over again, I see that in that simin, Ayin Beis, in a later piece, I think too late, it must be Hay or Vav, Shleimah Zalman writes that he's mesupik if a car has the din of a keli. Because a car is not like a sheet of table migdal which is lifted off the ground. It's nigrar agabe karak. It always stays on the ground, hopefully. Right, a car stays on the ground, so it's nigra al gabe karka, so maybe it doesn't have a shem keli. So he writes in the tshuva, which would mean if it's a plastic car, so then it will be chaytis ne'atum. So if he understood that the Har Tzvi meant that, then the Har Tzvi is not a stiratim. In other words, Moshav Zaman holds this rule: a keli is not a kula to be an oil over a mess. That's his rule. The Har Tzvi said about a car. He says a car doesn't have a din of a keli. It's nigra al gabe karka. Nigra. So it doesn't have a din of a keli. So now you could be megul. So maybe he's holds the Har Tzvi is not arguing with him. But a plane, an airplane is not nigra al gabe karka. An airplane goes in the sky, goes flies. It'd be a very strange thing. A car is not a keli, and an airplane has a din of a keli. That's what seems to come out. So I'm not sure what to do with this, how to deal with it. I don't know, these type of things. Yeah, people were talking about it. I don't know if anybody does it, but there was a time that Elal was flying over certain cemeteries. So Vaita was a tunnel in Eretz Yisrael. It goes back about 5-6 years ago. So there were some people who had an eitzah to make a bag, a big plastic bag. What? Garbage bag. They'll suffocate. They had one. Whatever it is, they take a body bag. And there are plenty of them in Iraq. You borrow a few. And you zip yourself into the bag, assuming it's made out of plastic. So then it's you can have a hole less than the size of an opinion. How you have to have a hole for air. So a hole for air, we know the shear, right? The size of a pudyin. If you want to make a shear for that to slip in your meal, it could be up to tefach or tefach, right? If the zipper is metal, that's going to be totally in the Gemara there. If it's nismach, with the Dabra Makabal Tumah, but there you can just get a plastic zipper also, right? So, funny, but it's... possible aids. Right. If a flight path is over a cemetery, so the problem is called over. The time is the airplane should be chayt. The time is called over on a kabbal tzom. Is ain't a chayt in the air tzom? Seems to be the problem. Anyway, this is this klal, and the way it applies, it's very negel la halacha. The din of kol davar amakabel tuma is ainu chaytzis v'nei atuma. These rules, when you hear that they have negias la halacha la maisa, they have different meanings. Which hopefully, as you remember it differently. And all of these, if you put yourself in the shoes of a kayin, you're not a kayin, you have to put yourself in the shoes of a kayin, and you think about these things. So the memory, you remember things differently if it's how you had, if it's Nagas, not Nagas. Anyway, this is the Gemara. Gemara is another kasha, Meisvei. Kupa Malaya Tevem, Bechavis Malaya Gregoris, Hamunachim Bechaloi, Right? Kol shiru nafu v'yachen l'tem v'gregris ma'amid v'fnei atzma chaytetzin. In Latin, chaytetzin, a new topic. Things that could stand by themselves are chaytetz. Things that can't stand by themselves are not chaytetz. Now this is where the Tarsus Tumul comes in, and the bottom Tarsus. What does it mean, something that could stand by itself, that can't stand by itself, it's chaytetz. Again, it has to be able to stand by itself to be chaytetz. So first the Gemara asks, Akasha, Hatevin chazi lebehemtai. The Tevin is chazi lebehemtai, so what? So you're not mevatel it there. The Saria, it's spoiled. Funny thing, they used to leave it there, but spoiled, they just left it there. See, it sounds like. They mevatel it, they leave it there. Sounds like a teenager's room. No? No? By us, if you have something spoiled, you don't leave it there, you take it, you throw it out. Here he's saying, it used to be that if you had something spoiled, is that what it means? They used to leave it there. Okay? They used to leave it there. I have a room like that in my house. Chazi, frankly, Gemara Chazi Latina, you can then use it to make cement. This Bekutzi. It has thorns. Chazi Lasaka, you could burn it. In Matunta, it's moist. Chazi Lasakadl, Lasakadl Loishkiach. So that answers the Tevet. Gregus of Chazilei, Amishmuel, Bishahetrifu. It got, it became wormy. Bechitana Rabua, Bishahetrifu. Alright, so this is a funny house. They're leaving wormy food in their house, but that's the case. That it's wormy, and they're leaving it there. Ilamis, is that Pshat? I was trying to Gemara. They're leaving the wormy dates there, Ilamis. So it seems to be, because Taisa says, if it blocks part of the window, you have to leave it Ilamis. You have no place to remove it, and it's Chaitz. That's this thing. So here, the shadow with the wormy stuff is not negaya. By us depends. If you leave it there, you don't leave it there. But the shayla of raya koshi lui notel, if it's yachalamed b'fnei atzman, that is very, very negaya. And this is the makar of the whole tumul of the taz. Guarding doors and windows, being chaitzis in Nei HaTumah. The question is, what is the rule for this supporter, the thing that supports something? Let's say there will be no door in this doorway. And there will be Tumah. And we would say, there's Tumah, there's a kayin here, we have to do something. So we would go and we quickly take a board, flat board, and block the door with a board. Now, a flat board is not makabel tumah. Pshutei kliyot is not makabel tumah. So a flat board is not a problem. Now, how are you going to get a flat board to stand in the doorway? Right? If you take a big, it's big enough, and you put it to block the door, it's just going to fall back on you. So you push over the garbage can to hold the door in place. So the question is, this is really what the Taz is all about. In such a scenario, where you have the wood blocking the door, and you take something to keep it in place, because it wouldn't stay in place by itself. Two shilas. One shila is, if that thing that's holding it in place is makabel tumah, is that itself a problem? Are you allowed to be soimach it with a davar makabel tumah? That's one nidai. And the second shila is, in tinsalaymer, you get some, it's not makabel tumah, I have a plastic garbage can, plastic is not makabel tumah. If it's a keli, could a keli be used? You have to appreciate the difference between the two shailas to understand taisis. One shaila, if it's makabel tumah, could it support the mafsik? And the other shaila, even in tinsalayim, makabel tumah is a problem. What happens if it's a keli and it's not makabel tumah? Is keli itself a problem? You say, why should it be? Very good question. So we have to see Taisus. So if you look in the bottom Taisus, Ryan, Taisus in the third line, the fourth line, brings a mission allies. Chayvei amei sayu oivim basadra, v'echamei mehigi v'sadelas, v'samchai b'mavteach. Mamish our case. A tumah was going by. He quickly blocked up his door, doorway. He used the door. For some reason, the door couldn't stand there by itself. So he went to get the door to stand there. He used some chayv mafteach. Now, we can argue about what mafteach means. Now, in America, mafteach is a key. It's not likely it means a small little metal key to hold the door in place. It seems it means some type of a bolt that was used to hold up a door. You put a bolt across the door, holds it in place. If the door could not stay without that mafteach, it doesn't work. He closed the door and he locked it. So if you say close the door, isn't it? And it couldn't stay open, it couldn't stay closed by itself. Okay? You can express it. And he closed the door. And then he locked it, and it wouldn't have stayed open without it. So then the door doesn't help. A door. It doesn't have to be a board. It could be a door. It could be whatever you want to call it. It's a tzedelus. It sounds like a door. So the tumul of this taz is the shan. Let's say the door you're looking at right here. If I were to take off all the metal parts of it, metal's makabel tumul, take off the doorknob, take off the lock, take off the hinges, take off the contraption on top, would that door stay in the doorway? There's only one way to find out. If Yossi Friedman would still be in the shir, I would ask him to experiment. Would it stay in the doorway? He assumes it wouldn't. Maybe our doors are better, I don't know. He assumes if you took off all the things that are makabel tumah, the door would fall down. He came, he says, why is the door chaitis from the atumah? That's the kind of the taz. The taz starts, the beginning is a maisa with a curtain. The curtain that they wanted to block the window between the woman's section and the man's section. There was a mace in one of the two, let's say in the woman's section. So quickly, they pulled the curtain. It should be chasim ne'atoma. It doesn't have to be a heavy thing. It could be a light thing. So the Taz says the curtain is hanging by metal rings. If you take away the metal rings, the curtain would fall. So why does it help you? It's our tosis. It's saimach. It's being saimach with the darav kabel toma. It's no good. That's on the Amid Aleph of these sheets I gave you. On the Amid Beis, he brings the mission alas. He talks about doors. You could start from where he brings tosis perik layachbar, which is the first of the after this narrow lines on the second side. He starts the tosis perik layachbar. He brings tosis to lakan l'shainai. Nerulia Taisus Balafarish, and he says Pshat and Taisus. And he says, based on Taisus, that our doors should not be a Dover Hachaitzik Ne'atoma. And then the Kudus HaKesef on the side disagrees. So this will be the first order of business tomorrow. Anybody who did not get a sheet yesterday, I still have a couple of copies left.